Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. It is another edition of Scout En Route with a look at the Texas Longhorns and Oklahoma Sooners in a matchup that we thought maybe, at least for the Sooners, it would be a better-looking matchup on paper. The Scout En Route is presented by Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players to cut down the time for research and quickly make informed projections. You can check them out at Preciser.io for NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball picks, with more sports and features rolling out very soon. Well, the Oklahoma Sooners are struggling mightily on the defensive side. A lot of talk, Brent Venables. I think that he still has a chance to build a program that can be more sustainable at the line of scrimmage with recruiting and more emphasis on defense. But there's no question that what he's trying to do with his aggressive approach defensively is you're getting a lot of guys out of position. And I thought they made some progress early. Then they started to ratchet up their pressure, and they're giving up a lot of missed assignments, missing a lot of gaps, doing a poor job with the run fits. And all of a sudden, guys are breaking free. Quarterbacks are breaking free. You got poor landmarks and coverage. You've got a lot of problems that are taking place. Now, can Texas shake Oklahoma's stranglehold in this rivalry game this year? I know they lost a close game to Alabama, which kind of felt like, for most of the country, like a win, but that was a tough loss to Texas Tech. They haven't won back-to-back conference games in over a year, but it seems like they are on tape, at least studying them on tape, they are a better looking team. Now, it comes down to, with Oklahoma down to its starting quarterback and its defense struggling, this is going to be an issue. Texas's defense let them down in the Texas Tech game. So I think there could be some real successful offensive looks here. I certainly look at tempo as being a factor here. I think both can score a lot of points. So if nothing else, we could see an exciting offensive game. I don't think you're going to see the run element at quarterback. In fact, I know you're not going to see the run element at quarterback for Texas against Oklahoma. I don't think either. So the Sooners gave up 668 yards of offense and 55 points to TCU. Don't know that Texas can do that. And I thought TCU kind of called off the dogs in that game. So it should be an interesting game. I think it should be a high-scoring game. Texas looks a little bit better to this, a little bit more consistent. Texas with one loss, still in the Big 12 race, although they may not look like a strong contender. They're still in it. Oklahoma with two losses are definitely going to have people come back to the pack. I've got further thoughts and breakdowns on this game and all the games over at LandryFootball.com. So take a look over there and check out our football season sale that we have going. But before we get to our Vegas insider for the route to victory, I want to tell you about Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players to cut down the time for research and quickly make informed projections. Preciser provides the most up-to-date and accurate predictions on every MLB, NBA, and NFL game for every type of sports bettor. It is super easy to navigate through their platform, and predictions are easily accessible. Sports data can be complicated, and breaking down the game into analytics can be difficult. And that is where Preciser comes in. Their goal here is to ensure that no sports fan is excluded, and all data and features from their platform will allow any type of user to access their data with ease and advance their knowledge of sports. Check them out at Preciser.io and all their social media at Preciser Fantasy. And, all their links will be in the podcast description. Preciser has predicted the right winner at 62.5% rate so far this season, and you can continue to check their numbers at Preciser.io.
I'm John Jansen, and this is the Route to Victory in betting the Texas-Oklahoma Week 6 matchup presented by Preciser. And what a matchup this is. Rivalry game between the Longhorns and Sooners. However, one team going in quite the opposite direction, the other looking pretty good, but stumbled a little bit along the way. Two teams that are 3-2 this season, always high expectations, obviously more in Oklahoma. They were ranked top 10 at one point, but they have looked very, very bad in their last two games. Losses to Kansas State, losses to TCU. Look, this game, I will admit, a hard one to handicap because you look at the numbers, there are some things to like about Oklahoma. Dylan Gabriel, 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns. Gray, running back for Oklahoma, 460 yards, 3 touchdowns. They have 260 yards passing per game, 220 yards rushing. Clearly the better offense in this game, outgaining the Longhorns by close to 70 yards per game. But it's the defense that's been the problem for Oklahoma and has always been and will continue to be. 224.8 yards passing allowed and 198 yards rushing. And I think that's where Texas has the slight advantage here. Looking can be tough because Texas defense does allow some points, 21.4 points per game. And in a good passing offense against Texas Tech, against a good passing offense against Alabama, even though they played well against Alabama, they lost those two games. And Oklahoma does have a good passing offense. But I think what's going to win this game, Bijan Robinson, one of the best running backs, probably the best running back in the country for the Longhorns already this season, 515 yards, 8 touchdowns. Yes, they average less yards per game than Oklahoma, 154.4, but this is the kind of game that you hand it off to Robinson, let him carry the load, and he will be the one to carry the team on his back and end up winning this game for the Texas Longhorns. It's a large spread. This should be probably a low by low spot for the Oklahoma Sooners. I don't know if I can do it, though, with the way Texas has played. I think they can run behind Robinson. Hudson Card's been playing as well, playing very well if he's starting again in this game. 923 yards, 6 touchdowns for Cards coming in for Quinn Ewers. I know laying the 7 doesn't seem right here, and even I don't know if I really believe that because, again, by low spot could be good, but it's hard to deny that Texas, a good matchup here, and Texas has been playing very well under Steve Sarkisian. That's the route to victory this week. For more routes, check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.